This isn't new. On Fox News in 2009, not long after Bergdahl was captured, retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters called the soldier a liar and suggested the Taliban would be doing the U.S. a favor by killing him.
If he walked away from his post and his buddies in wartime, I don't care how hard it sounds. As far as I'm concerned, the Taliban can save us a lot of legal hassles and legal bills.
Joining me now, Pentagon Press Secretary Rear Admiral John Kirby. And Admiral, let me begin by asking why now? I know negotiations had been ongoing for quite some time on this matter. What was the breakthrough that allowed Bo Bergdahl to come home?
Well, there was a I think the way I'd put this, Chris, was there was a lot of effort, over years and certainly recent months and weeks. But the real impetus to move as quickly as we did here was concerns that we had over Sergeant Bergdahl's health and his safety. So we knew that there was a brief window coming, and we took advantage of that as quickly as possible. But largely, the speed and the urgency with which we moved was a lot driven by his well-being.
Can you be any more specific about his health? I know it's been mentioned numerous times. Any sense of what kind of health challenges you were concerned about?
Yeah, I'm really not able to because he is an active duty living soldier. He has privacy rights that we just can't violate. But I would tell you that through a series of indications, we became increasingly concerned about his well-being and, of course, his safety in general. Not that we weren't always concerned about his safety in captivity, but in particular as things got to just recent weeks here. And without going into much more detail there in terms of the indications and the intelligence, I can tell you that we had very good reason to be so concerned, and that really is what drove the speed with which we moved.
There's been two lines of criticism in reaction to the announcement. The first has to do with the negotiation itself. There are politicians and others saying that the administration has negotiated with terrorists. It has violated some important American precedent. What's your response to that?
There was no negotiations with terrorists in this case. It was all the discussions were done through the government of Qatar. We're greatly appreciative for that. But there was no direct talks with the Taliban, no direct talks with the Afghani network. This was an arrangement, a transfer that was helpfully brokered by the Qatari government, and we're grateful for that.
And what about the assertion that Sergeant Bergdahl is a deserter, that he walked off the base, and that this was an extraordinary length to go to get back an American soldier who had abandoned his post? What do you say to that?
A couple of thoughts here, Chris. One, we don't know right now the exact circumstances under which he left that base. There was an investigation started, but they weren't able to complete it because, of course, the prime witness wasn't available and hasn't been available for the past 5 years. So we really don't know. Right now, our focus is not on that. It's not on how he left. And frankly, it's not even on how he became a captive of the Taliban. Our focus is on his health and safety and well-being, on getting him reintegrated back into society, back into the army, and of course, reunited with his family. But let me just back up and talk about a larger point here. When you join the military, when you put this uniform on, there's an understanding that if you're lost and you're taken captive, we're going to go to great lengths to get you back.